Max Baer, nicknamed Madcap Maxi and the Magnificent Screwball, he has been called the most colorful character in boxing. He was never without a smile and always kidding around and mugging for the cameras, while at the same time, he was a devastating puncher and would soon become the heavyweight champion of the world. Significant in Baer's career was his June 1933 fight with Hitler's favorite fighter and former heavyweight champion, Max Schmeling. The fight took place in front of 60,000 people in Yankee Stadium, and Baer, wearing the Star of David on his trunks, soundly defeated Schmeling with a one-sided 10th round TKO victory. Writer Westbrook Pegler wrote, "That wasn't a defeat, that was a disaster." Glamorous film star Greta Garbo considered Baer's defeat of Schmeling to be a mini victory over German fascism and invited him to visit her while she filmed Queen Christina in Hollywood. The visit led to a romance, and that lasted until Baer had to return to New York to train for his next fight against the giant heavyweight world champion Primo Carnera. At the weigh-in for the title fight, a smiling Baer nonchalantly picked hairs off the champion's chest, chanting, "She loves me, she loves me not." Baer battered Carnera from ring post to ring post, dropping him 11 times. On one of the knockdowns, Carnera grabbed Baer, taking him to the canvas with him, to which Baer replied, "Last one up is a sissy." In the 11th round, outclassed, humiliated, and knowing that he was in for a worse beating, Carnera asked the referee to stop the fight. Max Baer was now the heavyweight champion of the world, the toughest man on the planet. Baer was a generous man, often taking part of his purses and giving out silver dollars without fanfare or publicity to the homeless on Skid Row. He went on to act in movies, appear on television, and lead a storied life until his untimely death at 50. His last words were, "Oh God, here I go."